Microsoft Azure gives you the flexibility to store large amounts of data in either Azure Blob Storage or Azure SQL Database. Additionally, Azure SQL Database allows you to search and manage these data files very quickly. In this video, I'm going to show you two ways to store image files in Azure SQL Database as well as in Azure Blob Storage. Let's open the sample solution in Visual Studio 2012. First, you need to create a new SQL database in Azure if you don't have one already. When the SQL database is created, you need to add an IP address to a Windows Azure firewall rule to connect to Windows Azure from this computer. To do this, just click Open in Visual Studio and then click Yes. To connect to an Azure SQL database from ADO.net, you need to set up the SQL database connection string. To do that, click your SQL database name and then view SQL database connection strings. Copy the server name, database, user ID under ADO.net, and replace the connection string with these in the web.configure file. Don't forget to provide your server password and delete the annotation marks. Then you need to configure your connection string from an Azure Cloud service. Under your Azure project, expand the Roles node and right-click the web role. Click Properties. Click Add Settings to add Microsoft.WindowsAzure.Plugins.Diagnostics.ConnectionString. Then click the ellipsis icon over at the right and choose Microsoft Azure Storage Emulator. Enter your storage name. And now we're ready to run the app. And here's our app. There are two options for uploading the image files: Azure Blob Service and Azure SQL Database. Let's first select Azure SQL Database. Pick an image file, input the file name and its description, and then click Upload Image. Let's wait for a second, and it's uploading. And you can choose to make a copy of the image or you can delete it. Likewise, let's upload one more image file through Azure Blob Service. Let's upload penguins and give it a description wallpaper. Here we go. And one more. Let's choose koala this time. Now you can switch back to the Azure SQL Database to check these files if you want. Click Manage. Then enter your username and password, and you'll be connected right away to your database management portal. Click Design, and now you can see one image in Azure SQL Database and two images in Blobs.